Day player on 720 WGN. So the Super Bowl is going to be exciting on its own, especially with the top seed in each conference battling each other between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. And since we've already talked about the commercials and the halftime show, how about the game itself? Well, one of the best guys to break it all down is WGN Radio's Chicago Bears insider and host of the rebooted Sports Central, now airing weekdays at 1 p.m., streaming at WGNRadio.com, and that is Adam Hogue, live from Minneapolis. What's going on, pal?
Hey, David, thanks for having me on. It's pretty crazy here leading up to the big game, but I think this is going to be a really exciting, close game, actually.
The Patriots win, they'll secure their sixth championship in the Bill Belichick era, and Tom Brady will further entrench his spot in the all-time quarterback leaderboard. But I have to tell you, deep down, I don't want to see it happen again. I'm exhausted from seeing the Patriots up there. Deep down, I'm in it for the Eagles tonight.
Yeah, I'm. If I had to pick, I'm probably there with you. I think the Nick Foles story is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Carson Wentz, the quarterback who went down earlier in the year. I think he's going to be a really, really good player for a long time. But the way Nick Foles, who's been somewhat of a cast off, actually was in Kansas City last year and worked very closely with Matt Nagy, the Bears' new head coach. He gets a second opportunity in Philadelphia, where he actually was a Pro Bowler in 2013. And it's been quite the run here. I got to admit, I underestimated him a little bit and the Eagles without Carson Wentz. And if Nick Foles plays the way he did against the Vikings, they're going to have a good shot to beat the Patriots, because I'll tell you what, the Eagles are a very, very good football team overall. I was very impressed with them when the Bears went out to Philadelphia in November and played them. The defense is good. They're going to get after Tom Brady. And position by position, except for the quarterback spot, I think the Eagles can match up equally, if not better. And so it just really comes down to how much Nick Foles can match Tom Brady, which is obviously a tough task.
Now, Nick Foles, did he just start two games, regular season games, this season? Is that it?
It's two or three.
Yeah,
it's somewhere around there, because Carson Wentz, the Bears played the Eagles Thanksgiving weekend, and then I believe Carson Wentz got hurt a week or two after that. So it was really, last second here at the end of the season with the Eagles rolling, probably the Super Bowl favorites at that point, and they had to find a new quarterback.
Yeah,
Nick Foles has done a tremendous job.
He has. Brady's dealing still with that right hand injury that he suffered leading up to the AFC Championship game. He seemed okay last time he played. I mean, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little overblown.
Yeah.
I understand it's his throwing hand and it stitches in your throwing hand. It can be a big deal, but it's on the outside of his hand. It did not bother him 2 weeks ago against the Jaguars. So this week, during interviews here in Minnesota, he was wearing the gloves on his hand, and I think he's sort of messing around a little bit with that.
Sure.
And then we found out that Under Armour is actually, the sponsor of his gloves.
Of course.
And everyone's trying to push something this week, so yeah. I think, it's really not that big of a deal.
I was looking at this, too. After the 2016 regular season, Alshon Jeffrey was a member of the Bears. He promised that we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, and he didn't specify what he meant by we, and he went to sign on with the Eagles, so his prediction could come true.
Yeah, so last week I went back and I found that audio because I was there for that interview. It was actually here in Minnesota. The Bears ended the 2016 season against the Vikings here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I went back, found that audio, and was like, all right, was he talking about the Bears or what was he? And he did not say the word Bears, so he can kind of get away with it. But he was clearly talking about the Bears in the answer where he said that. But it's still kind of a cool storyline.
It
guarantees the Super Bowl. Didn't know what team he was going to be on at that point. Ends up with the Eagles, and here they are. And they got a chance to win it.
Do you believe in all this superstition that surrounds sports and the Super Bowl and the games? Because I'm looking at this. The Patriots will wear white uniforms. They are 3-0 in the Super Bowl when wearing a white under Belichick. According to their 12 of the last 13 Super Bowl winners have been dressed in white. The Eagles wear green. They went 10-1 in green this season, with the only loss coming in their Week 17 game. If the Patriots win, they'll tie the Steelers for the most Super Bowl wins. If they lose, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Do you look deep into this stuff and kind of come up with your own conclusion in some of this?
I don't. I don't think it has anything to do with the outcomes. But that being said, I understand why teams use it as some kind of rallying thing or whatever. I'm a big fan of uniforms. I pay attention to them. So I'm all about, if you want all your championships in white and you got your choice, then wear white.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And on the flip side, if it had been the Eagles' choice, I would have worn white then to make sure that the Patriots were wearing blue.
That's true.
Do I think it has any impact on the outcome?
Yeah.
No, but it's kind of a fun thing to care about.
That's cool. Now, where do you stand in tonight's game? I mean, you got scores that you're predicting and throwing out there yet? Like, what are you thinking?
I don't always do scores.
Yeah.
I've been obviously looking at this matchup very closely over the last couple weeks, talking to a lot of people here this week in Minnesota, and I think it comes down to how much they can pressure Tom Brady. And I'll tell you what, that Eagles front seven is very, very good. The Jaguars had the Patriots beat, and it's a similar type game plan. Get to Tom Brady. If you can cover on the outside, you can slow that offense down. And the Jaguars did that for a big portion of that game. I thought that they were a little too inexperienced. They made mistakes right before halftime. And then couldn't put them away in the fourth quarter when they got an opportunity. So the question here, and I'm talking about the Jaguars there, the question here is, if the Eagles get in a similar situation, are they inexperienced? Because this is a 7-9 team that turned it around this year. Are they equipped to make those big plays when they need to?
Good point.
And that's really the unknown. We know the Patriots can do it.
Yeah.
We don't know if the Eagles can do it. I think in the end, the Patriots win a very close game.
This has got to be very bittersweet for Vikings fans that it's all happening in their town and their team's not.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're feeling that as you've been there all week.
I'm feeling it very closely because I have a lot of family up here. I interviewed a couple of the radio personalities up here this week, and they're kind of struggling through it, I think. Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, said he told me he's just getting out of town this weekend. He was offered free Super Bowl tickets. He turned them down. He's flying to Vegas.
I love
to do
that.
With the game.
he's just getting out.
I mean, now, if I was given Super Bowl tickets, I don't know how I'd turn that down. But
yeah.
I get it. I mean, it's the ultimate gut punch. Not only did they lose in the NFC Championship, but then you have to turn around and host the team that beat you.
Horrible.
And they're going to play for the Super Bowl in your own stadium.
Horrible. I'd boycott the whole thing. That'd be absolutely horrible. I was living up there in the early 90s when the last time they hosted a Super Bowl in the Metrodome, I think back in 92, and that was a great stadium. This one's got to blow that away.
Oh, it blows it away. I had some great memories as a kid in the Metrodome coming up here, really more for baseball games than football games, but it was time for that stadium to go, and they built this amazing new stadium in the same spot. And I've been there twice now, covered two games, and it's incredible. I mean, it deserves to host a Super Bowl. The weather's cold here, sure,
yeah,
but they did an outstanding job. For those that don't know, half of the roof is glass, so it allows natural daylight in.
That's nice.
And so for day games, you know, it kind of still gives you a little bit of an outdoor feel, even though you're inside. And they do need an inside stadium here. When the Bears played here last month, it was -14 degrees that morning.
I think it's supposed to be 7 or 10 degrees tonight. So
yeah, and that would have been brutal for a Super Bowl. So they got to have the roof.
Absolutely. And hey, very excited for you. Congratulations. You know, a classic name, a show name on WGN's been Sports Central, and you're going to be hosting it weekdays at 1 o'clock. Right after Bill and Wendy at WGNRadio.com. How cool is that?
It's been a lot of fun this first week.
Yeah.
Started from Radio Row, of all places, a great spot to launch the show. We had a great first week, and I'll be right back in there Monday after the game. We'll have all the reaction on Monday, 1 to 2. You can listen live on WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio app, and we're pushing out as a podcast every single day for you guys, too, so you can really listen to it whenever you want. It's on iTunes. It's on Google Play, and it's just great to have Sports Central back on WGN.
Love hearing that, and congrats to you, pal.
All right, thanks so much.
Have fun at the game tonight.
All right, I can't wait. It's my first Super Bowl.
All right, very cool. Have fun, man. All right, we're going to talk the Walter J. Payton Man of the Year Award with Jared Payton coming up next on 720 WGN.